The entire story is framed as a flashback. Claire in the future, remembering her romance with Jamie, tells the story. It also reflects the actress's own journey. The last of the main characters to be cast, Belf found herself parachuted into a production already operating at full tilt to create Outlander's crammed 18th century world. She had to scramble to keep up, an experience she likens to her character's predicament. When Claire gets thrown back, she's completely clueless, and it's all brand new for her, so luckily, I was just able to discover things as I went along. Virtue. The narrator, or point of view, has a strong effect on the text, in this show far more than most. Narration has always been tricky on screen, as the gendered narrator encourages the audience to identify with a male or female point of view. Simone de Beauvoir notes in The Second Sex that men consider themselves the subject of the world, its standard form, and thus have demoted women to the role of other. She is defined and differentiates with reference to man, and not he with reference to her. She is the incidental, the inessential, as opposed to the essential. 39-40. Thus, a female point of view in Outlander emphasizes that historical drama, even war drama, need not be the province of only men. Of course, there's no reason men shouldn't watch it. Anne Helen Peterson, writer of Outlander is the Feminist Answer to Game of Thrones, adds, "When asked whether men will watch the show, Moore was adamant. Look, I read the book, I loved the book. When my wife and producing partner gave me the book, they weren't like, oh, here's a romance novel, see what you can do with it. They said, here's a really good book. I don't see any reason why men won't watch this show." Whether the pre-existing female audience or the new male audience are watching, certainly Claire and her first-person story feature front and centre. Women are often silenced in fiction, so a mouthy, opinionated woman like Claire must be celebrated. Nonetheless, keeping close to her face confines the power of her voice. Most often on screen, a disembodied narrator, perhaps setting the prologue, is male. Female narration heavily follows a character, dictating her thoughts as her face appears. Shahini Chowdhury, author of Feminist Film Theorists, explains, "It consigns the woman to a safe place inside the diegesis, where she can be overseen and overheard, while the man is situated in a framing space outside, where he can identify with the functions of transcendental vision, hearing, and speech associated with the enunciator or disembodied narrator." Chowdhury, 52. Claire's story certainly begins with the character and her narrative. Hill explains, "Claire is the audience surrogate on any number of levels, not only because the audience is also clueless in the ways of Highland life, but also because the show revolves around the idea that you live and die by the feelings that Claire has, that you love whom she loves and hate whom she hates. Though Jamie and young Ian become viewpoint characters in time, Jenny Murray, for instance, has more conversations in front of Claire than she does privately in the point of view of any of her menfolk. Thus, readers and viewers alike view Jenny, for the most part, through Claire's eyes." Carol J. Clover, in her essay on gender in slasher films, notes, "Some critics have wondered whether the female viewer, faced with the screen image of a masochistic, narcissistic female, might not rather elect to betray her sex and identify with the masculine point of view. The reverse question, whether men might not also, on occasion, elect to betray their sex and identify with screen females, has scarcely been asked, presumably on the assumption that men's interests are well served by the traditional patterns of cinematic representation. Then, too, there is the matter of the male gaze. As E. Ann Kaplan sums it up, within the film text itself, men gaze at women, who become objects of the gaze. The spectator, in turn, is made to identify with this male gaze and to objectify the woman on the screen, and the camera's original gaze comes into play in the very act of filming." 235. The voiceovers make this a rare show in which male viewers actually